Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I was looking at my LinkedIn feed this morning, and that is usually a mistake.
Yeah, always a mistake.
Right. And I just had this overwhelming sense of exhaustion, not just reading it, but thinking about the people behind it. It feels like we're on this content treadmill, and the speed just keeps cranking up.
Oh, absolutely.
You spend hours on a post, you hit publish, and poof. It's gone, disappeared into the abyss in like 20 minutes.
Well, that's the defining problem of the digital economy right now. We call it content saturation, but really it's an economic problem.
An economic problem. How so?
The shelf space on Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, it's infinite. It's effectively infinite. They will take as much as you can possibly give them.
Right. So distribution isn't the bottleneck anymore, it's production. How does a business, fill that infinite shelf space without going bankrupt, hiring this massive creative team?
You can't.
Because human creativity just doesn't scale that way. You can't just press times two on a writer.
Exactly. And that's why today's deep dive is going to be a little different. We're not just looking at one tool, we're analyzing a
A
stack.
stack, huh?
We're looking at two technologies that, when you snap them together, create what the industry is starting to call a content-led growth engine.
And we're talking about Appify and the Auto Content API.
That's right. Think of them as two halves of a modern manufacturing plant. Appify is your hunter-gatherer. It goes out into the wild web and brings back the raw materials, the data.
Okay.
And Auto Content API, that's the industrial chef, it takes all those raw ingredients and cooks them into finished dishes. We're talking podcasts, videos, articles, all at a scale that a human team just physically cannot match.
So the mission today is to figure out how these two actually work together. Because I've seen a lot of AI content tools, and honestly, most of them just churn out garbage.
Right.
So we're moving from manual creation to what you're calling automated transformation. Let's start with the input. Let's start with Appify. Now, I've dabbled in web scraping before, and it's usually some, shaky Python script I found on GitHub. It works for 10 minutes, and then boom, my IP is blocked.
Where the HTML structure changes and everything breaks.
Exactly. So is Appify just a fancy wrapper for that, or is it more robust?
It's fundamentally different. Appify isn't just a script, it's a platform. It's a marketplace, really. They use something they call actors.
Actors.
Think of them as serverless cloud programs. So instead of running a script on your laptop, you deploy an actor to the Appify cloud.
Okay.
And these actors are maintained by developers to do very specific tasks. And the platform itself handles all the hard stuff that usually trips you up. Proxy rotation, anti-blocking, browser fingerprinting.
So they play the cat and mouse game with the websites for you.
Exactly. So what kind of data are we talking about? Because, like you said, scraping can sound a bit vague.
Yeah, let's get specific.
Okay, if you're building a content engine, you need clean fuel. One of the most critical actors is the website content crawler. Now you might think, oh, it just downloads a web page. But the modern web is a mess, right? It's full of nav bars, cookie pop-ups, ads.
Right, if you just feed that raw HTML into an AI, it's going to start hallucinating about your privacy policy instead of the actual article.
Precisely. The website content crawler cleans all that up. It extracts the core text, converts it to markdown, and that is crucial for what we call RAG pipelines.
Retrieval augmented generation.
Yep, you need pure signal, zero noise, and that's what Appify delivers.
But it's not just static text from websites, is it? I saw they have social scrapers too.
And this is where it gets really interesting for market intelligence. They have specialized actors for TikTok, Instagram, Facebook,
So what do they pull?
posts, comments, engagement metrics. Imagine you want to know what people really think about your competitor's new product. You don't just read their marketing copy.
No.
You use Appify to scrape 10,000 comments from their TikTok channel.
And you're gathering all that raw sentiment data.
Exactly. They also have a Google Maps scraper for business details, reviews, all that, and an Amazon scraper for product pricing and descriptions.
Okay, I get the hunter-gatherer part. Appify is this reliable pipeline. It goes out, it deals with the messy internet, and it brings back clean, structured data.
JSON or Markdown,
You
ready to
figure.
go.
But now we have a pile of data. And in the old days, a human analyst would sit down and, write a report.
And that's the bottleneck.
So this is where the industrial chef comes in, the Auto Content API. Now, is this just another interface for ChatGPT, or is it something more architectural?
It's definitely architectural. The key clue is right in the name, API. This isn't a tool you chat with in browser. It's designed for headless content production.
Okay, define headless for the non-devs listening.
Headless just means there's no user interface. It runs in the background, triggered by code. Imagine you have a Dropbox folder. You drop a PDF report into that folder. You don't open an editor. You don't click generate. You just drop the file. A script sees that file, sends it to the AutoContent API, and 5 minutes later, a finished podcast episode and a blog post just appear in the output folder.
Wow. So it's a factory line.
It's a factory line, and it really positions itself as the enterprise alternative to something like Google's Notebook LM.
Oh, I love Notebook LM. I use it to summarize papers all the time.
It's a fantastic consumer tool, but you can't build a business on it. You can't automate it.
Right, you have to manually upload everything.
Yeah, AutoContent API basically takes that audio overview concept where you have two AI hosts discussing a topic, and it industrializes it.
Let's talk about that audio.
Yeah.
Because robotic text-to-speech is the fastest way to get me to turn something off. If it sounds like my GPS reading a blog post, I'm out.
That's the hurdle they seem to have cleared with what they call multi-speaker dynamics. It's not a monologue. It generates a script with actual back-and-forth dialogue. It has interruptions, little ums and ahs, varying pacing. It's designed to mimic the flow of a real conversation.
Kind of like what we're doing right now.
Hopefully, exactly like what we're doing right now. And it goes a step further with voice cloning. This solves what I call the CEO paradox.
The CEO paradox.
Every company wants their CEO to be a thought leader. They want daily updates, market reactions. But the CEO is the busiest person in the company.
Right. They don't have an hour every day to sit in a recording booth.
Of course not. So with this, they clone the voice once.
How much audio does that take?
About 30 seconds, just once. The system builds a model, and then the marketing team, or an automated script, can generate daily CEO updates from text in that exact voice. The CEO never has to touch a microphone again.
That is incredibly efficient. A little terrifying from a security standpoint, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. That's a whole other deep dive.
For sure. But it's not just audio, is it?
Mm.
The sources mentioned video, and I have to admit, I'm skeptical there. AI video can look wobbly.
It's getting much, much better. AutoContent specializes in two key formats. First, you've got your vertical video shorts.
The 9.16 aspect ratio for TikTok YouTube shorts.
Exactly. It generates these with AI avatars that lip sync the audio. And the second format is explainer videos.
More traditional, 16.9.
Yep. Perfect for landing pages or, you know, product documentation.
Okay. So we have the ingredients from Appify. We have the chef and AutoContent. Let's make this concrete. I want to see how the meal is cooked. Mm. Let's imagine a business, say, a company that sells high-end urban gardening equipment, like vertical farming towers for apartments.
Perfect example. Niche, technical, but very visual.
How do they use this content-led growth engine? Walk me through a workflow.
Okay, let's look at three workflows. Use case one, the news and podcast automation.
Go on.
So this company, they want to be the go-to authority on sustainable agriculture. They set up an Appify actor to scrape the top five news sites for keywords.
Hydroponics, vertical farming, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Every morning at 6 a.m., Appify grabs the text of the latest articles.
Cleans it all up.
Cleans the HTML, extracts the text, sends it to the AutoContent API. AutoContent then scripts a, say, 10-minute podcast episode where two AI hosts discuss those specific news items. It adds a cover image, generates the audio, and pushes it straight to their RSS feed.
So by the time the marketing manager has their first coffee, the Daily Harvest podcast is already live on Spotify.
With zero human intervention, they've turned a text news feed into a multimedia publication.
That builds authority for sure. But what about sales? The sources mentioned e-commerce.
Right. Use case two. Let's say our urban farming company sells, I don't know, 500 different types of grow lights and nutrient mixes.
Writing unique copy for 500 product pages is a nightmare.
And making videos for them? Impossible. Just too expensive.
So what's the workflow?
You use the Appify Amazon scraper. You scrape the product specs. And this is the key part. The user reviews for similar products. You feed all of that into AutoContent.
And what comes out the other end?
A 60-second explainer video for every single product page. The avatar can show footage of the product, and the script highlights the pros and cons based on those real reviews Appify found.
So, like, customers love the brightness, but say the timer can be a little tricky.
Exactly like that. You embed that video on the product page. Now, why does this matter? Dwell time.
Ah, Google sees people watching the video staying on the page longer.
And it ranks the page higher. Plus, you're answering customer questions instantly. You're converting raw data into a sales asset at scale.
That's very compelling. Okay, third use case. Newsjacking.
Yeah.
This one sounds like it's all about speed.
This is for the social media team. Let's say a celebrity posts on X about their dying houseplants, or there's a sudden trend about tomato blight on Reddit.
A crisis in the gardening world.
It's serious business. Appify has real-time monitors. It detects that keyword trending with negative sentiment, and it triggers the auto-content API. But this time, it uses the deep research agent.
What does that do?
It doesn't just rewrite the source text. It analyzes why the topic is trending. It goes out and looks for context. Then it produces a market alert video, short, explaining the blight and, of course, offering a solution.
Which is your product.
Which is your product. And the timeline on this.
I'm guessing it's fast.
It's minutes. While your competitors are still in a meeting deciding if they should post about tomato blight, your video is already up on TikTok riding that viral wave.
This really shows the synergy, doesn't it? I mean, auto content is powerful, but without the data, it's useless.
And Appify is powerful, but raw data is, well, it's boring without the presentation.
Right.
That's the main takeaway. Appify provides the what? Auto content provides the form. It really completes the Appify value proposition by making all that data consumable for humans.
I have to play devil's advocate, though. We're talking about generating thousands of assets. The listener, the learner, is probably thinking about the budget. Usually when I hear enterprise automation, I just hear six-figure contract.
And that's the shocker. The economics here are built on what we call cost arbitrage.
Okay, break down the numbers for me.
That 60-second product video, if you wanted to do it manually, you're hiring a freelancer, writing a script, editing footage, voiceovers, you are lucky to get out for under $300.
And that's being cheap.
That is on the cheap end. With the Auto Content API, a generated video costs about 400 credits. On their standard business plan, that's around €4.
€4 versus $300.
And for podcasts, the drop is even more dramatic. You're going from studio time and editing fees to literally cents per episode.
But this isn't just about saving money on the content you're already making. This changes what you can even afford to make in the first place.
Exactly. It unlocks the long tail.
Explain that concept for us.
In the past, you only made content for your bestsellers, right? You couldn't afford to make a video for some niche replacement part that only gets 50 searches a month. The ROI just isn't there.
No way.
But if the video only costs €4,
then you only need to sell one of them to make a profit on the video.
Precisely. So suddenly, you can use Appify to scrape thousands of these niche topics. Best pH balancer for tomatoes, best pH balancer for basil, and use auto content to generate unique, targeted audio and video for every single one.
This sounds like it completely solves the thin content problem in SEO.
It destroys it. Programmatic SEO often fails because it's just duplicate text where you swap out the city name. Best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas.
I think Google hates that.
Google hates it. But if you have Appify pulling real local reviews and data and auto content, creating a unique audio guide and video for that specific location, that's a rich multimedia page.
Which Google loves.
Which Google loves.
I want to touch on one other aspect of scale. Global reach. Because usually we create content in English, and then maybe if we have the budget, we translate the top 10% into Spanish or something.
Right. This is what they call the instant globalization feature. Auto content supports over 50 languages. But it's not just, you know, Google Translate.
So what's the workflow there?
You scrape your English content or use Appify to scrape industry news in English. Auto content ingests it, translates the script, and then it resynthesizes the audio. It generates nativer sounding audio in Japanese, German, Portuguese.
So you're not just translating text on a page, you're creating a native podcast experience in that language.
You are multiplying your total addressable market by, what, 5x overnight? You're running a global media company from a single dashboard without hiring a single local team member.
That is the definition of leverage. But there's always a but. With AI accuracy. We've all seen AI just make stuff up.
Hallucinate, yeah.
If I'm automating this, and Appify scrapes a blog post that's just wrong, or maybe it's sarcastic, and does the AI just blindly repeat it? How do I know I'm not automating misinformation?
That is a critical question, and it's where those deep research agents come in again. This is a feature that really distinguishes it from just being a creative tool. It acts as an analyst. When you give it a topic or a set of claims from Appify, it doesn't just rewrite them. It uses its own agents to browse the live web. It checks reputable sources, dash-ft.com, government sites, scientific journals. It cross-references the claims.
So it's fact-checking the data before it even writes the script.
Yes. And it provides structured output with citations and confidence scores. So Appify collects the raw material, but the deep research agent adds that layer of verification. It ensures you're building authority, not just noise.
That's a huge relief. It's like having quality control built into the code.
It is. And honestly, it's necessary. Because if we zoom out, what are we really building here? We're not just making marketing videos.
What do you mean?
I think what we're witnessing is the birth of the agentic web.
The agentic web. Okay, unpack that for me.
We're moving from a web where humans browse pages to a web where AI agents read content to answer questions for humans. Think about Google's SGE or ChatGPT search. You ask a question, it doesn't give you 10 blue links anymore.
It gives you an answer. It synthesizes the info.
Exactly. To survive in that world, your data needs to be structured and accessible. By using Apify to get data and auto content to structure it into JSON, FAQs, audio, you are formatting your business for that AI future.
And the audio part is key there too, right?
It's huge. Search engines are starting to index audio. By converting every text asset you have into a podcast, you're making sure you're visible in the audio SEO landscape. You're prepared for voice search on Siri, Alexa, in cars.
So it's about building an infrastructure that can adapt to whatever format the user or the AI wants.
That's the bottom line. This combination of Apify and Auto Content API doesn't just speed up your marketing. It fundamentally alters the economics of growth. It lets a team of one outpublish a team of 50.
A team of one outpublishing a team of 50. That's a staggering thought. It really democratizes the power of having a media empire.
It does, but it also raises the bar, because if everyone can do this, quality becomes the only real differentiator left.
Well, this has been a fascinating look under the hood. It does bring up a provocative question for me, though. We've talked about cloning voices, automating research, publishing everywhere instantly. If the machine does the hunting and the machine does the cooking, what is the human's role left to play in all of this?
That's the ultimate question, isn't it?
Are we just here to press start? Or does our value shift somewhere else entirely? Maybe just deciding what's worth creating in the first place, being the curator instead of the creator.
I think the human becomes the architect. You design the system, you set the mission, the AI is the workforce. But that shift, that's going to be a hard adjustment for a lot of people.
Something to mull over as you stare at your LinkedIn feed tomorrow. Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.